What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's go ahead and get with it. So here we are. We are back in the game. It is 8:29. I'm doing this on a Monday, so we're going to get on down to it. Now, the FMCSA is using a medical board review. And the FMCSA has taken this is a proposal by them. And this medical board is pretty much giving them a suggestion on sleep apnea screening. So the first part is that all truckers with a BMI equal or greater to than 40, all truckers with a BMI equal or greater than 40 will be required to undergo screening. This is a proposal. This is not law, but it's a proposal from the medical board to FMCSA. So if you have a BMI above 40, you will have to get a sleep apnea test. You can go online and look up a BMI calculator, and it's free, and all you gotta do is put in your information. Okay, now this is the part that I found was interesting. Truckers with a BMI or equal to or greater than 33 will need to undergo a screening if they meet three or more of the following criteria. Only one if they are 42 years or older. Now, here's the following criteria. Is male. That's what it says. I don't know why that says is male, but it is. You are male. You are a postmenopausal female. You have diabetes. You have high blood pressure. Your neck size is greater than 17 inches. You have a history of heart disease. You snore loudly. You have witnessed apnea. I don't know what that means. In other words, someone's told you have sleep apnea. You have small airways or airways to the lungs. So you have a small throat, I suppose, or nostrils. All right. Now, these last three, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce them right, but I'll spell them out so you can look them up. One is hypothyroidism. And I believe that's what it says. HYPOTHYROIDISM. And the other two is really what I don't know. Microthalmia and retrothalmia. So I'm probably saying both those wrong. Micro, MICROGANATHIA or RETROGA. GNATHIA. So I believe it's microthalmia and retrothalmia. When I looked it up online, it's something that to do with the if people who tend to have this have sleep apnea, and it's some type of airway dysfunction. But if you have it, then obviously you know what the hell that says, and you're probably laughing at me. Or if you can read better than I can, then you're probably laughing at me. So fuck you. I have a podcast show. But anyway, the part that still got me about this, and this is the part I really want to pay attention to in all seriousness, is they seem to be skipping over the fat folks, just saying, if you're fat, you got to go get a sleep apnea test, and deeply going after people who might have mild sleep apnea. Because this is most of what I read in this thing. They basically want anybody with mild sleep apnea to use a CPAP. They want you to use a PAP machine, or have the surgery, or you have to use some type of device to breathe better if you have mild sleep apnea. Now, I have talked to some drivers recently who got told they had sleep apnea and they hadn't even been tested. They're trying to diagnose sleep apnea with morbid obesity or mild obesity. In other words, if you're like 20 pounds overweight, they're trying to say, oh, you might have mild sleep apnea. Pretty much, if you're 42 years or older, you're going to have to get tested. If you're fat, you're going to have to get tested. That's just those are pretty much what they're saying. If you are muscular, most likely you're going to have to get tested. Pretty much the way the system works is unless you're bone thin, you're probably going to have to get tested. In other words, let's say you're a truck driver, you're 6'4", you're 20 pounds overweight. That, let's say you're, I don't know, 6'4", what's 20 pounds, 240, right? So that guy's going to have to get tested. I wouldn't consider that fat, but he's going to have to get tested like anybody else. So, you know, that's it. Now, this is a proposal. Like I said, it's not a guarantee, but I just wanted to let you guys know that there seems to me in the proposal that has been suggested to this group to go after people with mild sleep apnea. And I'm not surprised, because the truth is, they have been testing people for a while, and I don't think it's going the way they thought it would. I don't think sleep apnea is popping up on a lot of people, because most of the people that I know who have talked about being tested, being forced to be tested, they're fine. They didn't have sleep apnea. I think I've only heard one person who found out they had sleep apnea. And that's a problem, because you're telling us that this is a guarantee. And I think as it loses steam, and I think this may be one thing that loses steam over time, because I think there are a lot of organizations that are going to start bringing this up, that there are a lot of people taking these tests and they don't have sleep apnea. And I think it's really going to hit the fan when somebody goes out and takes this fucking test and they're like, I'm not paying for this. The doctor is going to pay for this, because if I had to take that test and I come out not with sleep apnea, I'm suing the doctor. Yeah, I'm going to sue the fucking doctor. I recommend anybody do that, because, hey, you said I had this fucking disease for no real reason other than I don't fit your fucking national stereotype in a fat country anyway. So, you know, and anyway, I'm not even going to bring up the fact that, you know, if I got sleep apnea and I'm driving a car, I'm safe. But if I got sleep apnea and I'm in a truck, I'm the most dangerous motherfucker in the world. Right. Oh, and of course, I mean a semi-truck, because if I'm just riding a straight truck that doesn't require a CDL, you're somehow magically dangerous. Right. And I know people are going to go, I have a cousin and I have. Yeah. But you know what? Your cousin had symptoms. They went to a doctor and they said, here's my symptoms. Right. They didn't just go somewhere and say, excuse me, your neck is too big. Right. They didn't just look at him and go, excuse me, you're fat. Let me test you for a disease. No symptoms required. That would be like me walking around with insulin going, excuse me, sir, you're morbidly obese. You drink Coca-Cola. You have diabetes. Let me shoot this insulin into your ass. Same shit. Right. I would kill people if I did that, because a lot of people aren't fucking diabetics just because they're fat fucks. Anyway, that's the deal. I figured I'd tell you guys about that. That's especially important as they continue to get ready to screen from the current situation right now. What they're doing right now is they're testing people, but there's no real rule yet, because the truth is there's nothing protecting the doctor. Okay, that's the part that nobody's talked about yet. There's nothing protecting Doc. And to me, if Doc suggests this shit to me, yeah, Doc's gonna be paying for the sleep apnea test after I take it. Okay, I better be positive, because if it's not positive, then you were right if it's positive, right? But if your ass is wrong, yeah, you're paying for this fucking test. And by the way, the docs do get a kickback when you go take a sleep apnea test. Yeah, if you go to some place and they suggest you take a sleep apnea test, docs going to get a good portion of it. Yeah, it's a hustle. Now, I'm not saying sleep apnea is not necessarily real, but it is a fucking hustle. So anyway, guys, that's truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd inform you guys of that. Keep your head up. And, hey, I've said it a million times. I'm on a diet myself, losing weight already. But, you know, it's just over, man. The age of the fat truck driver is over. You can't be a big boy in this game no more. You got to lose that motherfucking weight. There's no other choice. Just no other choice. Or just go get the sleep apnea test and say, fuck it. You know, but it's up to you, man. You got to make those decisions. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Big Ken. Talk to you later.